Okay, so we're doing a Sefer HaPer, and that's Siman Shin Lamed Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, and we'll be doing Sif Gimel in Tzoyes HaChoshen. And to do that, the pieces, there are three pieces of Gemara really that we need to look at. We need to look at the Mishnah in the beginning of HaSefer HaPer. So let's start with that. And then the... And then the little piece of Gemara on that, and the Mishnah at the beginning, the Gemara at the beginning of a Sechir Seumnim. So a Sechir Seumnim starts with the role of Minhag in interpretation of the Schirus contract. Etc. And we did that in Sifkot and Aleph in the Ktzos HaChoshen. Then we get to the Maaseh of Rabbi Yochanan ben Maaseh, Sh'omer livnu et Seischor lo nupal li en holach ufasach v'mazonus. He went and told the son to hire Poelim, and the son agreed to provide mazonus, but didn't agree how much to provide as mazonus. You've got an open-ended contract. You've actually committed yourself to an obligation without a price, without capping the price. You might have agreed the schirus, how much the schirus is, but you've given them an open-ended commitment as far as mazonis are concerned. They could ask for anything for mazonis, and we would have to give it to them. It'll actually atchil bimlocha quickly before they start their melocha. Tell them what you're giving them. Just pass the kidneys. That's all that we're obligating ourselves to. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no. You're governed by minhag in this. You don't have to worry about what they might think and what they might be entitled to in terms of their own dignity. At the end of the day, these things are governed by minhag. So we've got to look at why they're governed by minhag. Why is minhag what governs these contracts? And we'll have a look at that further. Rashi is important. Actually, schilu bimlocha. The ein kan el advorim. Udvorim ein bohim mishum mechusrei amona, says Rashi. Until they start working, there's no deal. There's no contract. They're just dvorim. And if they're just dvorim, there's not mechusrei amona. De'ilu mishitchilu leitu chalachzo. But once they start working, you can't change the terms. The terms are then set. Asks the Bach in the Hagos HaBach. Teimu de beperik hazov, daf mem tes, buvua de yesh bidvorim mishum mechusrei amona. Asks the Bach. But we see that in Perik HaZov, in this very case, we see that there is such a thing as mechusrei amona bidvorim. So we need to have a look at that. On Mem Tes Amud Aleph. So let's have a quick look at the same at the Maisa Berabi Yochanan ben Maaseh on Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. So the sugi in the Gemara there deals with a machlokes. If you look at the second thick line on Mem Tes Amud Aleph, this medvorim Rav Amar Ein Bohim Mishum Mechusrei Amona veRabbi Yochanan Amar Yesh Bohim Mishum Mechusrei Amona. There's a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan whether there's such a thing as mechusrei amona by dvorim alone. And what does mechusrei amona mean? That you're considered an untrustworthy person. People are entitled to assume from that you're not trustworthy. You haven't undertaken what you said to do. There's no enforceable action possible, but it's called mechusrei amona. So the Gemara goes on. It's an important piece of Gemara. Meisver, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Matal, Medlema, Hin Tzedek, Bahalo, Hin Bichlal, Eifo, Hayo. Why does it say Hin Tzedek and Eifo? But Hin is part of an Eifo. El Aloim, Melecho, Shea, Hin Shulchot Tzedek, Velav Shulchot Tzedek, to teach you that not only in terms of Midas and Shiurim, but even in terms of anything you say, you should keep. Omer, Abaya, How Shelo Yedaber Echot Befei Ve'Echot Belev. Now, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't, that's not a din of not fulfilling your word. Not fulfilling your word is another geder. Hin shechot tzedek means that when you make a commitment, you shouldn't be thinking something else. There should be integrity in the commitments that you make. There should be sincerity in the commitments that you make. That's what hin tzedek means. So we have one aloche, which is that you shouldn't be echad belev be'echad befe. That's one thing. Talis מקומכם כחלוכה, אבל אומרו מי שפורם מיין שדור אמר במה שדור אף לא גובה עתיד להיפורם ממי שאינו עימד בדיבורוי. We've got into the Misha Parul, that somebody's not Oymed Bediburu, so how can you say there's no Mechusar Amonah Badvorim? Clearly there is Mechusar Amonah Badvorim. It says, Gemara Tanoihi, it's not my say, Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya, Shoma Livin Litzayis, Cholo Nupalim, Holach HaFasach, Lema Zayin Yosich, Shubo Yitzel Aviv, Oma Lui Bini Afilu, Ato Yisalim, Tzu Yitzel, 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 Tzu if you hold that there is mechusra amona with dvorim, how can you say go and change the deal you've already undertaken? If you believe that just by offering them mezonos entitles them to suudas melachim, then you've already obligated yourself to that. How can you change? Shani hosam the poalim gufayu loy samchadaitu datayu. Now that's different because the poalim aren't semech. What is mechusra amona? Mechusra amona is a din in does the other person expecting? Is he trusting you? Mechusar Amonah is breaking trust. So if the other person wasn't trusting you in the first place, then there's no Mechusar Amonah. My time made a yada dalavur samach. They know that this is the kid, and that is they don't know what the father said exactly. So they're not putting a whole lot of store in the child's words. So what's the difference with itchilu or itchilu? Itchilu bimloch vaday samchida atayu omru meimer omar kame davur venichilei. They say that they must have told the father and that he would have been satisfied with it. So the only reason that the Dvorim is not, that there's no Mechusar Amonah B'Dvorim in the case of Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya is because the Melocha hadn't started, and because it was a son. It wasn't the father himself who said it. But Mashma from the Gemara, that by Dvorim there is Mechusar Amonah. If you make an undertaking, and the other person trusts your undertaking, then there's Mechusar Amonah. That's why the Bach asks on Rashi. How can Rashi say there's no Mechusar Amonah B'Dvorim? We see there is Mechusar Amonah B'Dvorim. There's just another piece which is probably important. Umi amar Rabbi Yechon, hachi ve'omar Rabbi Baba Chan, amar Rabbi Yechon, ha'omi l'chaveru maton ani noisen l'cho yochel l'achzobay? Yochel pshita el amutel l'achzobay? Of course it's yochel, he hasn't done anything. There's no chiyuv, there's no enforceable action. He's a yochel, he can, but the chidush is that mutel l'achzobay. So you see, en bidvorim b'shum b'chus ra'amona. Amar Apopo, meidi Rabbi Yechon, b'maton amuetis t'samcha da'atayu, hachnami b'stavra. So says the Gemara, no, with a matona mu'etes, people assume. So if you say to somebody, I'll give you a small matona, they rely on that, they expect you to do it. If it's an exaggerated matona, they know that you've probably exaggerated. So I'll give you $1 million if you can do this. No, nobody's so mechdas on that. But if it's a matona mu'etes, people are. So what's the outcome here? If a person says something on which the other person is so mechdas, then there's mechusar amonah. There seem to be several levels. There's Mechusar Amonah, there's a Mishapara. Mishapara is much more serious. And then Mechusar Amonah and Mishapara don't appear to be exactly the same. And then there's an enforceable contract which you can enforce in Beis Din. So asks the Bach, how can Rashi say that by Dvorim there's no Mechusar Amonah, it's only Dvorim, there's not Mechusar Amonah? So we have to say Rashi's talking about that case. Now Rashi knows the Gemara in Hazov and holds it by Dvorim is Mechusar Amonah, but in that particular case there's not Mechusar Amonah because it's the child, it's not the father. That's what Rashi means, not that it's not that there's no Mechusar Amonah there at all. Anyway, says Rabban Gamliel that you don't have to worry about the whole thing. Isn't even a shaila to start with, because Hakol Olech Achar HaMinag. That's the din of Rabban Gamliel. Everything follows the Minag, and therefore you don't have to worry about what they were soymech on you. They don't have a right to be soymech on more than is normal in the minhag. Everything goes after the minhag. Ask the Gemara and pay Zayin Amud Aleph at the bottom. Amalei Rav Acha, so that's like six lines or so from the bottom. Amalei Rav Acha, Breda Rav Yusuf, Rav Chista. It's four lines from the bottom. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Ein Tzorich Hakol Kiminag Amdina Hakol Li Tu Yemai. What is Hakol? Everything is Kiminag Amdina. They said, but no matter what, it's all Kiminag Amdina. Answers the Gemara Li Tu Yehai Ditanan or Hai Ditanya. This includes the Brisa that says Asicher Es Apoyel VaOmalui KeEchod Chishnayim Ibnei HaOir Noisim Lo Kapochus Shebischirus Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua says, if a person says, I'm being seicher, you as a poil, and I will pay you around what one or two people get to all this, it seems to imply that one would think it means like the average of one or two. I mean, take a sample of people, and that's how I'll pay you. Says Rabbi Yeshua, he could claim, I meant the lowest of a group of people. That's clearly what would be in my interest. So I'm not just saying the first. I'm saying go take a sample and find out what's the lowest, because that's what I will do. If you want to claim that I mean more than that, then it's hamotzi mechaviru alav araya. I'm muchzik. My intention was to take the lowest of a sample, and if you think I meant more, then you should bring a raya. V'chachamim umrim meshamnin b'neihim. And the chachamim says no. What he means is shuma. I'm going to take a shuma. Now the question is whether shuma means mean or shuma means average. So Rashi says shuma means average. Meshamnin b'neihim loy befochus v'lo b'yeser elo kamina gamdina b'neinis. I'm not going to pay you like the lowest one, and I'm not going to pay you like the highest one. Ask a few people, and I'll pay you like the middle range of Purim. What do the Purim in the middle get? I'm not going to say take the cheapest Purim nor the most expensive Purim. What do the middle Purim get? That's what I'm going to give you.
You're saying the mean or the medium?
The mean or the average I was taking. So by average share I mean take an average worker and what does he get? Not the mean between the highest and the lowest. The Ramah learns the mean between the highest and the lowest. Rashi says take an average worker. So according to Rashi, there's got to be a worker who actually earns that. So if the lowest earner gets 100, and an average earner gets 130, and the best get 140, then it'll be 130. It won't be 120, is the way Rashi learns. Is that the median?
Yeah. Mean is the average. The median is the middle value.
Middle, but a real value. No, it's not a mathematical median. Is not a mathematical median. Right. Okay. So mean and median is the term there. So Rashi says we use the median,
which is the
mid or bain. Rashi on the Rif is more clear. If you look at Rashi on the Rif, is more clear. Rashi on the Rif, yeah, if you just look at Rashi on the Rif, you'll see that it's worded a little bit more clearly for some reason. Got that?
What's that for you in the riff?
I've got I might have a different riff for me. I've got the new riff. It says Simon Tach Tzadivov. Does that help you there with the riff? I thought it gives the old Dapim, the previous Dapim. It's the beginning of Perek Shvi. The first page of Riff on Perek Shvi. Right after the first Rashi on the Gemara, Meshamnim b'neihem. Have you got that?
Yes.
Lo kama hapochus v'lo kama hayoser elo keminag habeinuinim shebeinayim. So there, it's very clear how Rashi's learning. Keminag habeinuinim shebeinayim. Why do we go after minag? Says the Rif brings the Yerushalmi. The Hagur Sashri brings it as well. The Rif brings the Yerushalmi. Hakoli to your Miley to your Tan Rabban and Nasser Hesapova Maloki Echo of Shamim Nehayun, Nasin the Kapoche, she beschirs dear Rabbi Yeshua, Bechachomim Emim Meshamnin Beinehim, Yerushalmi, Omar Rabbi Hoshaya, Zois Omeris, Haminag Mevatel Haloche. Haloche is Amoitim Chaveir Alavala Haray. And here we have a principle of Minag Mevatel Haloche, which is quite important. If we look in the Rosh, and we're going to deal with that idea, because we see right through Minag, we see the power of Minag, both in Sifkot and Aleph, in the Ktzos HaChoshen. We saw the power of Minag, where the Ktzos HaChoshen took exception to the Trumas HaDeshen and said, no, Minag is more powerful than Rov, than anything else. And here again, we're seeing the power of Minag, so much so that the Yerushalmi says in Mominus, HaMinag Mevatel HaLoche. What does that mean, HaMinag Mevatel HaLoche? Why should Minag mevatel la halacha? Why should the normal principles of halacha not work in this case? So let's have a look at the Hagos Ashri at the Rosh on the same sugya. It might even be in the Rosh itself. At the end of Siman Aleph, Hakol Kamina Gamdina, have you got that? Hakoli to your Miley to your Hadaton Rabbana Sakas Pavin Aloy, Almaloy Kechad of Shaman Hayin, Listen to Kippah Shubiskir to Rabbi Yeshua, Hamim Mershani, Ben Hemi, Shami, and Rabbi Sham Rabbi Yelazo, Behol Mokam, Hamaitzi, Mechaver, Olava Raya, Chutzmizu, Zoysamer, Smirik Mavatha Haloch. He brings more of the Yerushalmi and actually says, normally we would say, Hamaitzi, Mechaver, Olava Raya. Here we use minag amdina, we use minag. Says the Agos Hashri, the Hochin achar haminag b'dinei momenes v'havo l'shanois haminag v'toyin shehitna b'inyan acher v'loikumish haminag noheg olav l'havi raya. So it's not chazoke. We don't use chazoke in the moitzim echaveir olav raya. The minag creates chazoke. That's a new interpretation of the power of minag in momenes. Yes, the minag creates the chazoke. It's a chazoke that he intended as the minag was. You would have to prove that his intention was against the minag. So we don't say he's the muchzak in the momen. That's not the issue, and you have to be moitzi. No, we say what would the minag say, and that's what's the muchzak. But it's a proper minag. We're talking about a serious minag. And if people went and started their own community in a new place, what is the minag? So then they have to follow the minhagim of the place where they went from. This is all, and it says b'momenis, but it's probably in all cases of minag. So that people come from Europe and came to Canada or to the United States or to South Africa, you had to keep the minag of the place where they came from. If they established new places. But if they went to Eretz Yisrael, what happens then? Until they decide on a new minag. This is if they come to a new place and they start a new yishuv.
So bring your old minig here, but you can change it.
You bring your own. You can make a decision. You can make a decision that in this place, yeah. And I don't know whether that would apply with things like tefillah and all of that. But certainly in momenus. You can change minhagim as a community. The community can make a decision, but until that happens, you're bound by the minhagim of the place from which you came, unless the place to which you come already has a community, in which case those are the minhagim that apply. Those of Rabbeinu Baruch Merigensburg, B'shem Rabbeinu Chananel, V'sharim D'Rav Haigon, the Shanes Hamidig Afilu B'migu Einu Ne'ama. Even a migu won't work against a minhag. Even tefisa won't work. If they claim that the minag wasn't abided by, that's different. But to use migu or tefisa or chazaka, any of the normal things that we use in halacha can't be used against minag. That's how powerful minag is. That loshon of mevatel halacha is interesting. And it gives a lot of power to Sifkot Nalef in the Tzeisachoshim that we learned last time, as to the power when he said with the Rov is Moitzi Momen, but Minag is Moitzi Momen, the power of Minag. And I want to understand today a little bit more about why Minag is so powerful in Momenus. And for this, I found a Rivosh in the Beis Yosef that I think is quite amazing, and nobody seems to make a big fuss of it. But I think it's quite amazing. The Rivosh says the following. So the we don't have to have it inside a tzeket. It's just a small piece. The Torah brings the Gemara and says, that he brings the Machlokes Rashi and Rama. Rashi says Rashi, it says the tur. V'harama zal pirish mechashvin hagodol shibischirus. V'hakotun shibischirus. V'mashu b'neim noisen achetzi. G'genim godol b'shesh v'kotun. V'arba noisen lehim chamesh. Says the Prisha, if I remember correctly. Let's say this, it goes from 4 to 8. And the middle one is b'chamesh. So what's the nafkimin between Rashi and Rama is where the median and the mean is not the same. And says the sma, the prishin, he brings the halacha in the sma as well, that that's the nafkimin of paskining like the Rama, and as the Rambam paskins, as the prishin, the Rambam paskins like the Rama, and we'll see that that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. But here, so he, then Beis Yosef then says, how is he mefarish the word meshamnin kedivrei harama? Says the Beis Yosef, it seems from the Magid Mishnah that the Ramban and the Rashbo hold the same thing, and that's clearly then how the Beis Yosef wants to go, like the Raman, not like Rashi. Kosov harivosh besimen taf ayin vav, kol ma she odom noider bischirus, afilu baal peh uveloy shum kinyan. Anything that a person listen, look at his loshen, noider bischirus. Yes, noider, he didn't make an edder. Even if it's baal peh and without a kinyan, yesh lahashlim kol she haniskar oso melachta. He's got to be mashlim, no matter what it was. He's got to be mashlim if the niskar completed the halacha. Yeah, so it's difficult. Firstly, the word noider is difficult. Secondly, he's chayiv lahashlim. Even we've already said that he's that by dvorim there's mechusram on it. That if the niskar is relying on that, then you've got to do it even before his matkil is melacha. The only thing that on daf mem tes we said that by Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya, he didn't have to. He could still be chayzer is because they hadn't started their melacha. The only reason that before they started their melacha he could still be chayzer is because it was the son. They didn't hear it from his mouth, but had they heard it from his mouth, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya, it would have been he would have been chayiv to do that. And even though we hold like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel there that I call it chaminig and so on, but so worrying about Bnei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov is an exaggeration. But whatever else it was, the Gemara certainly is masik, as the Bach says. The Gemara is certainly masik that yesh bidvorim mishum mechusra amona, which means even before you start the melacha, and certainly once you start the melacha, the Gemara says there he wasn't so mechdas before he started the melacha, but once he started the melacha, he's certainly so mechdas. So smichus das is from the beginning of the melacha, not the completion of the melacha. Here he says kol shasoche also melachte, that he's got to be mashlim if what is the rivosh talking about? Yeah, once he's finished the melacha, you can't be mashlim. You've got to be mashlim. You've got to be mashlim even before. So you could say it means yesh lahashlim kosha niska osamlach. If he didn't do the melacha, you don't have to pay him. But that's not a chiddush. Of course, you don't have to pay him if he didn't do the melacha. And if he did do the melacha, yes, certainly you have to pay him. What does the rivosh say? So I think there's an amazing chiddush in this rivosh. I think the rivosh is saying that in moment, certainly in Hilchus Chirus, and maybe in all cases of momentous undertakings. But let's start with Chirus. There's an inyan of neder. This is not governed by contract. This is governed by nedorim. And why is that so important? Because he says, kol mash odom neder bischirus. Well, why use the loshon neder? When you say it up front, it's a question of mechusar amon. And that's a question of whether before he starts working or after he starts working. But at that point, it's still there are questions of mechusar amon. And there you've got to say, well, what was he somech das on? The way you interpret is to figure out what was he somech das on. But when a person has been mashlim his melacha, you're governed by a loyachel devorah. You're governed by something more serious. That's already a neder. So now this is almost a ben odom lamochim. And how do we interpret nedorim? Nedorim is not a sofek. By neder, there's not a sofik. We don't say we don't know what you mean. You don't use that by nedorim. By nedorim, you interpret. What do you use for interpretation? So the halacha is quite clear. Yeridain, Siman Resh Tezayin, Resh Yud Zayin. There are three things that you use. There are two things that you use. You use context, two forms of context. The micro context and the macro context.
When did it become an eder?
So we'll have to look at that. We'll have to look at that and see. When did it become an eder? So micro context is the things that give immediate interpretation. The Shulchan Aruch talks, for example, for a case, a man is carrying a heavy load of linen. And he says, I'm never going to bear linen again. So we say he doesn't mean he's not going to wear linen. So he comes to ask a shayla, can I wear a linen garment? We say, yes, you didn't mean that. The context, the micro context, clearly indicates that what you meant. So we don't have sophic. We don't say, I wonder what he meant. He could have meant this, he could have meant that. So we have a sophic the dorim. We don't. We say it's vadai. What you meant was the following. That's how we work on the dorim. And the macro is a case where you've got to look at the mirror. What does he mean? But he uses a loshen. And in that place, that word could mean different things. So we say, we look at what the loshen is. The Shulchan Aruch says what it is. Bo'is a mokum, bo'is a zman. How people use language, because language is minhag. So once we're talking about a chiyuv to stand by your word, you're looking at how do you interpret word. You interpret word by minhag. That's what word means, and that's why minhag is so powerful in Mormonism, because we're talking about there's no motzei mechaver. Motzei mechaver al avarai is if there's a sofek. What we're saying here, the chiddush of the Yevosh is that when we come to interpretation of language, once you've interpreted according to the minhag, there's no sofek. So you would have to prove that he didn't mean the minhag, that he actually said to go against the minhag. That's a huge thing to prove. Because his loshen is, because that's the interpretation, that's how we translate his words. That's what I hold as the chiddush of the Yevosh. And if that's the chiddush of the Yevosh, let's just take it a little further, and then we can start analyzing a little bit. If that's the chiddush of the Yevosh, then I think the Lechem Mishnah doesn't have a kashya. So let's have a look at the Lechem Mishnah. Let's have a look at the Rambam and the Lechem Mishnah.
So the minhag sets those contexts that we're talking about.
The minhag sets a context in which to interpret language. Right. Because Nedorim is about interpreting language, not interpreting intent.
Right.
Nedorim is not about intent. You don't say to the man, what did you mean when you said that? It's irrelevant. The whole thing with Nedorim is, what do other people understand you to have meant?
But we don't say that from the outset. It's only after the sefiras is done.
So before then, the man can still back out of it. The guy cannot do it. So now the question before then is, what's in the mind of the seicher when he undertakes the work? But once he's done the work and he says, now I want my money, and I expected 100, and the guy says, I intended 80. So now we've got to say, what did you say? And how do we interpret what you said? What you said we interpret as the mean between 80 and 100, so you'll get 90. That's what, by Hilchus language, that's how we interpret what you said. Look in the Rambam and you'll see it. So in Hilchus Chirus Perik Tes Halacha Beis. Hasecher es hapoel v'omar loy ke'echod ichushnayim b'bnei ho'ir. Royin hapochus shebischirus v'hayeser shebischirus u'meshamnin b'neihem. Very simple. He interprets like the Rama. That's what you do. Omar lishluchoy tsei uscholi poyalim. This comes from the beginning of Hasecher es ha'umni. If you say go and be soicher mipoelim, bishloisha v'holachu secharon ba'arba, he said three and he hired them at four. Im omar, so now it depends. What did he say? Im omar lohem hashaliach secharchem olai, listen lohem arba. If he said I'm responsible for your schar, I'm a principal here, I'm not an agent, then he's got to pay arba. V'noitel mibalabai shloisha u'mafsid echad mikise. And he goes back to the Balabais and claims three, and he has to pay the one. Omo lohem scharchem alba. And the Gemara says over there that's different, and the Rambam brings it lower down. If they actually did work that was worth four, then he can claim the four from the Balabais. Omo lohem scharchem al Balabais. If he said three, and the Balabais is responsible, I'm just an agent, I'm not responsible for your wages. Now the Baal HaBayis says, I only said three, I didn't say four. Who gave you the right to say four? So we interpret Kiminagamdina. But here Minagamdina is not so much because of Nadorim. Because the issue is not what he meant. He said three. It was very clear what he said. He said three. The question is, there's a misunderstanding on the part of the. So we were to say, was the poel justified in misunderstanding? And if we say the minag is four, nobody goes out at three. And when they accepted the work, they assumed they would be able to get four. And that's what the shliach said. The shliach said four, and that's the minag. They would never have done it for three. That's the reason that he goes by minag amdina. This is a completely different reason from halacha beis. They can have a taina against the shliach. There's nothing they can do about it. They can have a taina against the shliach, but he only has to pay the minimum. So here we'll say, "Amotzi mechaveru alav araya." So the obvious question is, why "Amotzi mechaveru alav araya" here all of a sudden? When we've just said minag is mevatel halachin, we've just seen the Yerushalmi that there's no meitzi mechaveir olav araya. That's really the big issue. And the Rif explains, the Rambam doesn't explain it here, but the Rif explains in the beginning of Perek Shishi that when the shliach changes the deal, when the Baal HaBayis says three and the shliach says four, the shliach is mevatel the shlichus, and it says if he was higher than stam, which explains the Lechem Mishneh. Let's have a look at the Lechem Mishneh. Hayom the bimdina mishniska begimel koshe. The harei leel kosov harav amagid zal b'shem haramban v'harashbo inami de posak lefidomim shemeichrim beir v'chol koyetze b'ze b'kulom b'shamnin b'nehem mashma dehecha de omar k'mina kamdina havi k'emtzoi shebenehem. Mina kamdina doesn't mean when there is a range. Mina kamdina means the middle. V'im ken hachanami kiven dehecha de omar scharchem al bal habayis. So I battled a little bit to understand why does the Lechem Mishneh say Stama? He didn't say Stama. The Baal HaBayis clearly said three. But the Rif says clearly that when he does this, he's actually mevatel the shlichus, and it's as if he's saying Stama. Hareze ki ilu pirish kederach shemaskirin ba'ir v'nech kahefre sheben gimel v'nechale kahefre sheben gimel v'dalet v'yir lo gimel v'chetzi. Based on halacha beis, the halacha in gimel, when the minag is three and four, the halacha should be three and a half. Va'id the hareze doime l'divrei to so let's stop there for a moment. So the way we're learning based on the rivosh is no, there's no neder here because they heard nothing from him. He didn't. If there was a neder, there was only a neder for three. That's all he said. He didn't agree. He didn't say if he's going to be mekayim, if he's a loyachil dvora, he said three. They heard from a shliach. The shliach wasn't given any authority to say four. He didn't have the authority to say four. So als nadorim. So there's no neder here. So now the question is just plain mominous. They want a taina. Now there's a sofek. They want a taina. We wouldn't have done it for more than three. And the Baal HaBayis says, oh yes, you would have, because
for less than four.
And the Baal HaBayis says, oh yes, you would have. So there's an issue. So it's mechaveru alav araya. Here we're back in normal mominous. This is not lo yachal dvore. Mm-hmm. Whereas in Beis, he's talking directly to the poel. There's lo yachal dvore. There's the idea of the rivosh of a neder.
The neder being ke'echad u'kishnayim b'nei'ir?
So now we've got to interpret, what did he mean? Ke'echad u'kishnayim b'nei'ir, what does that mean? Says the Rambam, it means mishamnim. And that the Gemara says, that's the halacha of the Chachamim in the Gemara.
Mishamnim b'nei'ir. If you just looked at Beis on its own, would you see anything about neder or
no.
Keeping his word?
No. If you, without the rivosh, you would say that the reason he's got it mishamnim is because when you're not sure what it is, it's A or it could be anywhere between A and B, we go by the middle one. Whether the middle means the mean or the median, that's what mishamnim would mean. But then the Lechem Mishneh has a strong kasha. Mm-hmm. In that case, the same should apply in halacha gimel. Now, supporting the Lechem Mishneh is his next kasha. V'oid, and this seems to go against the chiddush that I'm trying to extract from the rivosh. V'oid, the harei zedoyim eledivrei hatosef to shevi harav amagid. Dehecha denosen mois lechaveiru liten loy peiris begurin. So he gives money to his friend and says, go and buy peiris for me at the gurin. Chayiv lahamid l'kashar ha-beinani. So how much must he spend? How much is the shaliach allowed to spend on the payers? How much should he expect to buy? So he's got $100 to buy payers, but there's a range of prices. So he's got to go by the shahr ha-beinani. So if you can get, if a pound costs $5 in the beinani, then that's what he's got to go. That's what he's got to bring. Demashmed aldas hastam havistam akach. Which is mashmah that when a person says stam, that's what it means. Stam means average, or median, whatever. Stam means average. I suppose both are average. Is that right? Mean and median are average. Just different ways of looking at average. So stam means average. Whether you hold like the Rashi or the Rama, that's how it is. The mashmah de aldas hastam habistam akach. When a person says stam, his intention is stamakach.
Right. So once again, saying stam here is
means average.
Well, it means we don't know what the price is.
It means there's a range of price, right. And where there's a range and there's no specific mention of a price, you've got to take the average. That's how he would say it. And so that would make what the chiddush we're trying to extract difficult, because there's clearly no inyan of nadorim in this case. This is not schirus. Here he's just saying, go and buy some fruit for me.
Right.
So that would seem to be that the Lechi Mishnah would seem to be holding that the idea of stam, that the idea of average applies in any case of lack of clarity of a given price, when there's a price spectrum.
And we understood that the lack of clarity in the Paris case is because it was a futures case.
Well, that's how the Sechoshin answers.
Right. You don't find that.
Well, we'll see what the... But right now, the Tosefta creates a little bit of a problem for the way we understand the Rivosh.
Mm-hmm.
If the reason for in Halacha Beis is because Meshamnin means... What do we mean by Meshamnin? When Rabbi Yeshua says Meshamnin, what does he mean? He means that we're governed. Yeah, that, in fact, is the Machlokes Chachomim and not Rabbi Yeshua. The Machlokes Chachomim, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that he's only chayev the lowest amount because Hamotzi Michaver Olav Araya. He's Buchzik and he tanders it's less. If you want more, bring a Raya. And the Chachomim say, that's not what governs you here. You're governed by Minhag here. And all I'm bringing from the Rivosh is the reason that Minhag is Mevatel Halacha. Because it would be saying like saying Hamotzi Michaver Olav Araya Nichos Nadorim. You won't find it anywhere there. And the Rivosh creates a hyperlink between Schirus and Nadorim by using that word. No, he's creating a hyperlink. And that hyperlink explains the difference between Halacha Beis and Gimel in the Rambam, but it doesn't explain the Tosefta.
And if you remove Neder, then what's the power behind...
Minhag.
Yeah.
If it's not Neder, then you would say it's... when there's a Sofik, you go by Minhag. It's a way of resolving Sofik.
Well,
is it a way of interpreting language? Here's the question. Do we use Minhag to interpret language, in which case there's no Sofik? Or is Minhag a way of resolving Sofik? When language is in doubt, when intention is in doubt, do we use Minhag to resolve? Or is this not about intention, it's about language? So according to the Rivosh, this is about language. And Minhag is a way of interpreting language, just as we do by Nadorim.
Precedent, like the judicial system.
It would be precedent...
Then where do you have Nadorim in precedent?
No, I'm saying if you don't want to go to the Nadorim...
If you don't go to the Nadorim, yes, then you say we don't know what you mean, so we go by... Yeah, then it's like it's a kind of a chazok. The Minhag itself is a kind of chazok.
Okay.
Then it becomes a minhag itself as a kind of a chazokah. The question is, why is it stronger than a chazokah then?
Why is it mevatel halacha?
And it's mevatel halacha. It's hard to understand the concept of minhag mevatel halacha unless we say that there's, because here there's something else here. We use minhag to interpret language. And when you've when there's a chiyuv of a kind of a loyachel dvore, then the power of language is very strong. In the Dorim, the power of language is very strong.
And that's the only place you've seen in... The concept of neder.
Well, the way I'm learning in Gemara Kiddushin is that Kiddushin also has an element of neder in it.
Okay.
that the method, the way you interpret a man's intention when he uses the various lashonis for kiddushin is begir and adorim, and that's why we call it kiddushin, because it's lashon hekdesh, as Tosfos says there. So I use that by kiddushin as well. When you're interpreting language, you use hilchas nadorim. When you're interpreting intention, you use hilchas mominis. There's a difference. Sometimes we say we're not interested in your intention, we're interested in your language, because what's mechayev you is the language, not the mind, not your intention. Sometimes it's intention. So when two people enter a contract, the question is, what did the two of them intend? So there you've got sofik. Well, this one thought this, and this one thought that. So amaytzi mechayev ola varaya. But where it's an obligation created unilaterally, we go by language, not by intent. And this, that there's no kinyan, the Rivosh says, there's no kinyan, there's no contract, there's no anything. So what is the mechayev? What's mechayev? Words. Words have the power to be mechayev. Just the words can create hekdesh and adorim, hekdesh, kiddushin. And here's a new case that even in mominus, there are times where the words create the chiyuv. And when the words create the chiyuv, we use minag to interpret language, and the language is the mechayev.
And if we had two opinions on what the minag is, couldn't we once have that?
If you have two opinions as to what the minhag, there's a doubt as to what the minhag is, then we would probably say, "Mitzvah mechaber olav arayah."
Then you're back.
Back to sofik. Then you have real sofik as to what the intention is. So now let's have a look at the Ktzeis HaChesha, because now we're left with a difficult tosefta. Isn't that right? We're left with a difficult tosefta, because the tosefta says that we use the same method of mishamnin, even where it's.
Second question of the
Mishnah. Yeah, from the question of the Tosefta.
The Tosefta is the Goran case. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
That's the case that the Magid Mishnah brings.
Right.
The Ramban and the Rashba bring it, the Magid Mishnah cites it. Mishamnin.
The Ktzos in starting Gimel assumes that we're carrying the whole concept of Minig from Aleph in our heads, right?
Yeah. We're in the Ktzos HaChesh and Shin Lamed Aleph Sifkot and Gimel. Kosovo Rava Magid. So he starts straight away with Magid Mishnah. V'zeleshenek. Kosovo Haramban V'arashbo Adachin Adin Kiyotze B'zeme Mishu Amar Kedushayim V'Beit Loso Inami De Posak Lefi Domim Shemoichrim Ba'ir V'chein Kiyotze B'ze B'kulon Meshamnin B'neihem. In any case where he indicates that I'll be governed by what goes in the city, we use the way you do with the spectrum is mishamnin. So it's not that mishamnin is the way you interpret language. It's mishamnin means the way you deal with the spectrum
of information.
What we say. So that's where mishamnin. There's two steps to what we're saying. The one is you've got to interpret language, not intention. The language where he says ke'echad u'chishnayim. What does he mean? So we say he means Shuma. What does Shuma mean? Machlokes Rashi and Rama, what Shuma means. V'shono b'tosefta le'inyan ha'posek al ha'peiros ha'nosin mo'ez l'chaver l'itin lo'peiros begurin chayev la'amid l'ikusha ha'beinoni ezer sha ha'beinoni ho'yum halchus mishmoyne mitesha mi'esa nosin l'mitesha ad kan l'shena. And the Lechem Mishnah further on questions whether there's such a clear raya from the tosefta like the Rama. Maybe the Tosefta actually is going like Rashi, and he has a very strong reason to say so. The Magid Mishnah learns that the Tosefta is going like the Ramban, like the Rama, and the Lechem Mishnah questions. It's not so clear that he's going like the Rama. It's quite interesting that when the Vilna Gaon comments in the Shulchan Aruch on this din, and the din is like the Rambam paskins, like the Beis Yosef brings in the Tura, and so in Shulchan Aruch he paskins like the Rambam. The Vilna Gaon cites the Rambam and the Magid Mishnah. He does not cite the Ramban and the Rashba. So it could be that the Vilna Gaon agrees with the Lechem Mishnah that there's no raya from the Tosefta to get that the Ramban and the Rashba are going like the Rama. They might be going like Rashi. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, and the Rambam definitely goes like the Rama.
Well, why did they choose the sequential, you know?
That's what that Lechem Mishnah answers that, because the Lechem Mishnah says, why didn't you say Shmoyne and Eser? Because if you're looking at mean, you don't need that middle one. All you need is the lowest and the highest.
Or they could have said kishnayim katesha ba'aser. You really could have a...
It doesn't really matter. All you need is the lower and the higher. So the Lechem Mishnah suggests that by putting in a middle, to say there is a middle, implies that, the, like Rashi, not like the Ramban, not like the Rama. Asks the Ksesa Chishin, what about Daf Ayin Vov Amud Aleph in Perek HaUmnin, which is the Rambam's Halacha Gimel, where the Gemara says clearly that if you a man says, go and be Soch HaPoelim, and he says Gimel, and the Shliach goes out and does it at Dalad, says see how they what they go for, and if you find some go for 3 and some go for 4, you go by the lowest one, says the Gemara over there. So the Ritva answers the Kasha. And the Ritva answers the Kasha different from the way we've answered the Kasha. Chvakosav
Ritva. Didn't the Rif answer first?
No, what did the Rif say?
Daita de'inish asra azu.
Yes, but why? So he's saying, so here we're going by Daita de'inish, and in Halacha Beis and the Rambam we're going, and in Daf Pei Zayin,
we're going by the middle.
So why don't we say Daita de'inish taro? Why don't we say that in Pei Zayin as well?
Reason of the Rif. Okay.
So we've suggested an answer based on the Rivosh that in Pei Zayin you're dealing with interpretation of language, and in Vav you're dealing with intention, because there wasn't a language that he didn't say anything. Even if most Purim get 4, but there are some who get 3, you would still only be entitled to 3. And if there are 3 groups, Gimel, Dalet, Hev, Afagav, Damrin, and Bidich Pirka, ask the Ritvoa, a very kashya. Haseicher, as Apel, Keechod, Chishnaim, Bibnei Hoir, Mishamnim, Haine, Mishum, Doma, Keechod, Chishnaim, Bibnei Hoir. That's because of Keechod, Chishnaim, Bibnei Hoir. That's because he used that lotion. Aval b'seiches stam. But if he just said hayami poyalim, or kushiosu malacha shelo biktzisa, or they weren't kotzets, eino ela kapocha shepoyalim huva b'shita mekubetzes. This Ritvo is brought in the shita mekubetzes. So the Ritvo makes the chiluk between halacha beis and halacha gimel in the Rambam, or daf ayin vav amud aleph and daf pei zayin amud aleph in Bava Metzia. He makes the chiluk as to whether you say ke'echod or chishnayim b'bnei ha'ir, or it's stam. If it's stam, you have pochus. If it's keechod chishnayim b'bnei ha'ir, then you go by average. And that's difficult too, because if echod chishnayim b'bnei ha'ir remains a sofek, then why is it different from stam? A man says like 1 or 2, so we don't know. Does he mean 1 or does he mean 2? So ein lo da'at de'inish, the da'at de'inish atarazili. Why don't we just say the das of the inish? If a man says kind of like 1 or 2, you think to yourself the lower one. The same as stam. Why the difference? I understand the Ritvo says they're different because in the one case he said like 1 or 2 and in the other case he didn't. So I think the Ritvo is using the same principle. Without using the idea of neder, he's saying when you say 1 or 2, you need to interpret language. When you say stam, you need to interpret intent. There isn't language. So with the Rivosh, we're just going a little deeper into that and saying, what do you mean? When you're interpreting language, you're in the world of Neder. That's what, because it's only in the Dorim that language creates Chiyuv. I always say, the idea of Mishaporo, the idea of you've got to be Mekayim Yadavar, as the Gemara says there, all of that is kind of Hilkos Nedarim. Those are words that you create a chiyuv through words that you say. That's to interpret those words, we use Hilchos Nedarim, not intention, and not Chazokas.
Why didn't the guy who's given out the job saying, I'd like to pay the lowest, go out there and get me the lowest? We're saying that is what he meant.
Yeah, we're interpreting that's what he meant.
When I say 1 or 2...
He's saying, take a sample. He's saying, take a sample.
And come back with the lower one.
Yeah, I'm saying, take a sample, and I'll be governed by the lowest. And you don't have to take a big sample. Take 1 or 2 people. Take 2 people.
I don't know what the lowest is right now.
Yeah, so take a random sample.
Just go ask one person.
One or two.
You may not have the lowest.
So ask a couple of people, and I'll take the lowest. Yeah, that's exactly right. He's using that phrase to give them the method he wants them to determine the lowest. It doesn't mean that it's the absolute lowest and there's nobody there. You just take a random sample. You would have to do a proper survey. He says, no, just take, ask a few people and give me the lowest in the sample.
And that's the riff.
And that is... Right. That's how we would learn it if we followed the Gemara and the Ayin Vav. So what's the chiluk between Ayin Vav and here? So the Ritva says the chiluk is here he actually said. He used a loshen. So we've got to interpret the meaning of that loshen. On Daf Ayin Vav, it's stam, because the shlichus was mevutel, as the Rif says, and it's stam. It's as if he said, go and hire me poalim. So now we've got to say what was in the poalim's intention when they accepted the deal. Now we're looking at the intention of the niska, of the schir, of the socher we're looking at, not at the interpretation of the words of the socher. And then the Tzeis HaChoshen asks, like, now that you've got the Ritva, that answers the Sif Beis and Sif Gimel, the Halacha Beis and Gimel and the Rambam. I involve in Pei Zayin in the Gemara, but it doesn't answer the Tisefta.
We were discussing how it's interesting that the Rif interprets the Das of the Baal Bais, but not of the Poelim.
Yes, but that explains it, doesn't it, if it's Nidorim?
That explains it. But we're also thinking that Poelim are subject to competition. So yes, they want the highest they can get, but they also are prepared to work for less to be competitive. A Baal Bais just wants the cheapest.
So we know the Baal Bais isn't, that's a nice idea. So an idea that the Baal Bais we know would want to get it the cheapest, we've got no proof that the Socher wanted the highest. The Socher wanted the highest he could get.
Right.
But maybe in the market he wants the work rather than the risk of not having work altogether. It's nice. So now ask the Tzeis HaChoshen Akashi V'Koshi Da HaBafesek Al HaPeres Litin Loi Begoyin Da Hosam In Amaski Mechrin Klal. Where he says to his friend, just go and buy me fruit in the Goyin, and he doesn't say anything about what price, highest, lowest, sample, nothing. So here there's no language to interpret. If there's no language to interpret, should it be governed by Daita De Inish Ataro, or should it be governed by Mishamni? That remains a kash. Based on the Ritva's answer, that remains a kash, and it remains a kash for us too, because we think that the Ritva is not very far from what we're understanding based on the Rivosh. So let's see how the Tzeis HaChoshen answers it, and see how we can understand it. V'nira devada k'shesoche pol bistam. Version says stam, there has been no word. So there's no language to interpret. If there's no language to interpret, there is a sophic. If there's a sophic, hametzi mechaveru alav araya, to prove that he meant anything more than the least he could get it at. Aval bohime kechad ishtam b'bnei ha'ir, denachis l'shuma shel b'nei ha'ir, dato ashuma d'bnei ha'ir. But now we've got to interpret what is, although the Tzeis HaChoshen talks about here about the use of the Loshon of Data, of trying to establish his Das, but what we're saying on the basis of the Rivosh is not even so much a question of Das as to what is the norm, what is, whatever his Das was, what can a person normally interpret, what would a person normally interpret that to mean?
How do you not have the
Rivosh?
The Rif Svar here. I said ke'echad u'keshnayim b'bnei ha'ir, and I don't want daita amitzuah. I want again the lowest.
Because that's why I'm saying that the lashon of daito ashuma is not so much that we're analyzing what his das is, because he could say, I'll tell you what my das is. You don't tell me what my das is. I'll tell you what my das was. It's not about das. It's like the Ged and the Dorim. What we've got to say is, what, based on the minhag, how would this be interpreted in commercial sense? What your das is, we're not interested in. What we're interested in is what, in this case, because this is a commercial phrase. Beis v'gimel, we have a way of interpreting what that is, and it goes by shuma.
And it's because we have no information yet. Right, we're dealing with, originally in the Gemara and Ayin Vav, we had threes, we had fours, and then the Rif said, out of all those choices of numbers, we know that he wants the lowest. Here,
Now there the question was what the Socher wants. We didn't go in on Daf Ayin Vov, we don't go into what his intention was clear. He said three. There's no doubt about what he intended.
That's right. He said three.
The Shliach messed it up. The Shliach then messed it up and gave a confused message to the Poel.
Okay, now here, Socher Poel Bistam. We're dealing again with a Socher.
If you Socher a Poel Bistam and you mention nothing.
And you say nothing at all. Rather, you say Lefidomim Shesochrim Be'ir.
If you say stam, then it's kepachis, because you haven't said anything. There's nothing to interpret. Okay. So we've got to go into the mind of the poel. So we say the mind of the poel, using the svara that you raise. At the end of the day, we can assume the poel assumes the lowest. Otherwise, he would clarify. He would say, look, most people here go for three. Are you willing to pay four?
Right. And then he brings the ritva. Kamoshikasa ritva.
Right. Or kamoshikasa ritva. Ava. But now let's go to pay zayin. Mm-hmm. And to halacha beis in the Rambam, now he's actually said something. He said something directly to the poel. There's no shliach here.
Right.
He said ke'echad ichshnayim. The poel said fine. The poel does his work. The poel comes along and says, in a case, let's say where there's two, three, and four, the poel says I want four. The balabais says I meant two. You bring a raya that I meant four. We, the Beis Din, say we're not interested in what you meant. We're interested in interpretation of language, which what you said means nachis l'shuma. That's how we. This is translation. This is not about intention. This is translation because nedarim, the when we're talking about dibur, we have to go to translation, not to anything else. And that's what happens with a dictionary.
He may be screaming.
Yeah,
I meant
something else. It doesn't matter. By Nadorim, it doesn't matter. By contract, it matters. You must say, well, you're the Muchzak. I guess if that's what you meant, somebody has to bring a raya that you meant something else. But if we're dealing with Nadorim, we're not interested in what you meant. That's what's interesting. In the whole of Nadorim, we never ask him what he meant. Because Dvorim Shebelev, Enam Dvorim in Nadorim. It's irrelevant what you meant. All that's important is what do the words mean?
To us.
Yeah, what do the words mean? Objectively, what do the words mean? And that's governed by minag and by the context in which the words were said. So now there isn't a shah, there actually isn't a price available. He's buying a future. Isn't that right? He's buying a future, but there isn't a price on the future. He's not buying a future at today's price. He's actually giving a buy order. He's not buying a future. He's giving a buy order for the future. Mm-hmm. So what is the Shara Gurin? So you're saying, buy me IBM shares in 6 weeks' time, on such and such a date. Buy me 100 IBM shares. At what price? Well, the intention price. Is take the price. So you're not saying the price of future today. I'm not saying buy me a future now. You're saying whatever the price is on that day, that's what you should buy. Well, the price fluctuates on that day. You didn't tell me what time of that day. The price fluctuates on that day. So take the mean. Who's going to fix that shah?
The market's
going to fix it. And what you must mean is the mitzvah. But if it's already, you're talking about there is a market already. When you come in, there's already a market. You're not talking about a future. There is a market. The only question is, what was in the socher's mind, in the schir's mind, the socher's mind, in his mind was the lowest. What happens with this poelim? You know, the chiddush of the Kseis HaChoshen is this is not about fruit market and labor market. Okay. This is about present value and future values. If you go to a poel and say, I want you to come and work for me in the spring, and you don't fix a price now. So you're not saying I want to take you at the price now. It's the middle of the winter and the price is low. If you'll give me the winter price now, I'll guarantee you a job in the spring. That's not what you're saying. You're saying I want you in the spring. I don't know what the market for labor will be in the spring.
So
So now Kotzi comes along. The question is, what Shaira Kotzi? There are different rates. There are people going for 3 and there are people going for 4 and so on. So what we say is, in such a case, what you mean is the mitzua. So here, let us take this a little further into our understanding, and we would say, does this work? If we're saying that there's, and again, but I'm using the Dorim loosely, all I'm using the Dorim for is to say this is about translation of language, it's not about analysis of intent. This is not contractual intent, it's language, it's just translation. So now the chiddush of the Ktzeis HaChoshen will be is when you're talking future, you're talking language. When you're talking present, unless you're talking present and there's a range in the present. In the future, it's always, when you say something in the future, there's an inyan of neder, you're saying, I promise you a job in the kotzu, or I promise to pay for the fruit that you buy me at the market on Friday. So you go to the market, so what have you promised? So now we've got to interpret language. So we say, what you've promised is to pay the mitzua, to pay the min of the market spread on that day. That's what you've promised.
Well,
that's
so
your undertaking.
You started, all you had were words.
All you had were words. There's nothing else to go by. There is no market.
That's not called stam.
And that's not called stam.
And could you do a stam in the future? Is
that no, you can't, according to the Ktzeis HaChoshen, you can't do a stam in the future. And you can do a stam in the future, but stam means mitzua. If you're just saying, hire me in the future, that means the rain, because you're understanding. When you say future, you understand future means average. Future means
the future case, because he needs to remove any possibility of pre-existing.
Of samach datayu azila. You've got to say the data deinish atarazili only works when the market is there. Data deinish atarazuzi is when it's stam, when there's no mention of price, and it's present. Then you can say the assumption is the middle, but how can you be a data de inish if there isn't yet a market? There isn't a data de inish. If there isn't data de inish, you've got to go into the meaning of his language, of what he intended. All we could learn, and I'm not sure which way, the other way we could learn is that the Ktzeis HaChoshen is saying, when the reason that you use Shuma in the future has nothing to do with Nadori. They're two different things. The ones that when you need to interpret language, you use Shuma. When you're talking about future, you also use Shuma. And I think I prefer the second way of learning. To say, when you're talking about the difference between Ayin Vav and Pei Zayin, the difference between Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel and the Rambam, there you're talking about whether you're translating his words or you're interpreting intent. That's the difference between those two halachas. When you're translating words, you use minak. When you're interpreting intent, you use chazakas. You use Amotzi Michaver
Ol Averai. Why are you never mixing them? Why are you never interpreting his words?
Because his words
by
were clear.
Intent.
His words were clear. He said Gimel.
No. And what about when he uses his words in the future? He says on the future.
So the chiddush of the Ktzeis HaChoshen is there's another time we use Shuma. There's another time altogether we use Shuma, which has nothing to do with the Dorim in translation and interpretation. It's when there isn't a present value.
You're saying because there is no present value, I can't determine his intent?
You're saying because there is no present value, you cannot say samach da'atai. You can't say what is in the das of the shliach.
Why can't I say across the board, every man who hires wants the lowest price, and when he's dealing with a futures market where we don't know the price, then we're going to have to get to a point where we find out the market and then go to the bottom of it.
Why would we go to the mean if he's using the future?
He says, I'd like you to buy pears, and it's a future, and we don't know the market at all. Why don't you wait till the market shows up, and then still say he wants to pay the cheapest?
Because we don't...
Because you can't mix, you're saying. You can't mix intent and you translating his words. I'm saying, why not meld the two?
Because when we're talking about intent, he says that the basis of intent on Ayin Vav is samach that the daited inish atarozile.
To pay the lowest.
That's
intent.
A daited inish atarozile. So why, when he's the shliach to go to the market and buy, is his intention not also give me the cheapest price on that day in the market?
So we said because there is no price. There's an absence of pricing. I'm saying when And then we said, so what it means is well, Al-Shar Shiyamad Bekatzer, in the future. So it says, well, yeah?
Perhaps that is, when a person says, I want the cheapest, is it objective or subjective? Meaning, does he say that, I know the price is out there, and in today's market, I want the cheapest. However, that price in the future, if that was in the middle, I'm still happy with that price. Right?
Yeah, but Sagesh is asking why? Why would we not be consistent
why
with...
So today there's the prices in the market. I thought this is what you said before. There are prices in the market. So when you don't say anything, so we say, well, you mean the cheapest because you know the prices and you know that. But if there aren't any prices yet, because we're talking about a future position, then it could be that the prices at that time, even in the middle, would be acceptable.
If you look at the lotion of the Tzisachoshin, he says something stronger than that, and might be going back to the first way I was mafarish the Tzisachoshin, because he says, Omnam, if you see that, Kashipesek al haperis, Shiyitin loy begorin, the hashto leko shar klal.
No pricing.
So it's as if he hasn't mentioned the price. It's not like when he says Gimel v'dalet, where he says Gimel and daf ayin vov, hire me a poel for Gimel. Mm-hmm. It's not like that because there is no price. Right. So he's not fixing a price. Elo hakavona al shar hagurin. So he basically says market price. V'havale ke'omer al shar shebagurin. It's as if he's saying, I want the estimation of the goyin at that time. In other words, it's back to interpretation of language. That's what we say he says. It's not just interpreting that he'll be happy with one and he meant the lowest. Or we're actually interpreting his words to say when he says that the meaning when he says shi'itin lo bagoyin, what he means is hashar sheb bagoyin.
And anybody who says that means mitzua.
And anybody who says I want the price of a future. That means the middle of, that's what it means, that Hilchus, that's Hilchus' translation.
Why is this guy who throughout history has wanted the bottom line, cheapest, why now, when there's no market and he speaks, why are you now suddenly putting him up a level?
Because he has spoken, and he said a word, which if you look up in the dictionary, means mitzvah.
Which we've decided
yes.
That word.
So that's as it works with Nadorim, that's minig.
So it doesn't even matter that he's standing there screaming.
I really meant the cheapest.
Like I meant when I did the pilum.
Yes.
And we say, guess what? We used the word that minig tells us.
You made an undertaking. You said, if you buy me fruit on this day, I will pay. Now the question is just, what did you mean?
Masna then?
To say what?
Buy me in the future at the lowest.
No, that's clear. There would be no shayla. Then there's no shayla.
The problem is that there's a vague.
And, but what we're saying is it's not vague. That's the important thing.
It sounds vague, but we interpret it
as specific. We know exactly what he means. He means the middle price. That's what we say he means, even if he says I meant something else. As we would do in a Dorim.
Because we have laws of language, I
guess. As we would do in a Dorim. A man makes a neder to Asur on himself, whatever it is, green beans. Mm-hmm. And he says, I didn't mean that serious. I didn't mean Asur. I just meant I don't like them. We say, sorry, you need a Hathoris Nadorim. You use Loshon Neder, and that's how it works with interpretation of language.
So then Neder, in the future's case, fits even better.
Yes, and that's why I'm saying, although I try to learn it a little differently, I think that because of your question, that isn't correct, and that the future's case is also a Loshon of... And again, Neder is a difficult word to use because nobody uses it except the Rivosh. Nobody uses that word. So I don't want to... I'm not suggesting it's Nadorim. It's power of words. There's a difference between translation and interpretation, is what I'm saying.
Does that work, though, with the Kotze case?
With which case?
Yes. The goyren, I can hear how that could mean, give me the price at the time.
Right. Havale kemazkir shar shi... So he says there also, Havale kemazkir shar shi yamud bekatzir. It's as if he said, I want you to work for me at the katzir means...
I'm going back to the original wording that he said.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Vomelo sheyavo bekatzir.
Yeah, so go through the whole thing.
No, I know he goes on and interprets it to mean...
Exactly. Same thing, the same as the Gurin.
But Shiten Lo Begurin, I can hear, give it to me, Shiten Lo Begurin, I can hear the wording of give me a price at the time of the Gurin.
But
Shiyavo Bekatzer, come at the time of Katzer, where...
Shiyavo Bekatzer at what price? It's not as if you left the price vague. That's what we're saying. You didn't leave the price vague. When you hire somebody, when you're going to pay him, and if you're saying Bekotzi, that means. And if it doesn't mean that, you should have said something different. And he can say, but the reason I hired him in the winter is because I wanted the winter's rate. We'll say, but that's not what you said.
And yet, in a case of threes and fours, because you said three,
we don't need language. We don't have to resort to language.
Anymore, and you just go with intent.
Now there's a tainer. The poel says, I don't care what he said. I assumed four. Because of a shliach and a thing. And we say, good, okay. He said three. All his chayav for is three. If the minag is clearly more than that.
And was have a minag then? If the Baal Bais had said three, the other guys are thinking four or want four, why was there,
because
why did
they
the Rif need this far?
Because you could say shlucha shel adam kamoisei, and the man said four, but he didn't have a right to say four. He wasn't given the shluchas to say four. Now the Rif didn't say four.
No, the Rif said you go based on the Baal Bais who's going to pay the least.
You
and
go.
He said three.
He said three. So you go by three.
Okay, what was the Havamina to think that we're going to go connected the Baal Bais' own words? Because the Baal Bais' shliach had introduced.
Because maybe, because we've said Haminag Mevatel Halacha.
Maybe the Minag is that they get paid four.
No, but we're talking about a case where the Minag is three and four. Some are paid three and some are paid four. That's
maybe
the case we're talking about.
Doesn't have any power.
So maybe the same as if he would have said, but get me three, but you know, like to one or two people. Maybe
right.
He also means and understands that maybe we've got
to. Force him to pay four.
And you would force him to pay three and a half.
Right.
Three and a half, not four, at least force him to pay three and a half. He says, no, you use the mean when you're translating the language. You don't use mean because you don't use mean to work out what. And in fact, I wanted to learn, and I'm not 100% sure about this piece, and I wanted to learn that that's the Machlokes Rama and Rashi as well. Because if you're interpreting language, you can come up with a figure that nobody has ever been hired at before. That's what he means. So he means that I want, let's say the range is, let's say there are three samples, we take a sample of three pa'alim, and we have two, three, and six. So Rashi says three. The Rama says four. You would hire it at four. There's never been a pa'al hired at four before, but that's what he said, that's what he meant. He said, one or two people, that means mean. That means four. Says, and Rashi says maybe it's not about interpretive language, it's more interpretation of intention, but I'm not sure that we can go that far. But certainly based on the Rama, you interpret mean, and that's why in the case of Halacha Gimel, there's no Havamina that it should be, certainly as we come out Lamaisa, that you don't give him three and a half. Where would you come to three and a half? Well, there's one who does it three, there's one who does it four. He said three. The other guy says, but I assumed four. Why would you say three and a half? Where would that come from?
Never existed.
But here it's okay to say three and a half because we're interpreting language. So that's the chiddush. That's really what I want to work on here. And it's consistent with Sifkot and Aleph. Remember, we talked about that too, that when you're looking at interpreting the contract, it's not our sofik. That's why we said it doesn't matter who's the muhsik. Because there is no sofik. Once you've interpreted a contract, there is no sofik. The sofik is what does this language mean? There's a method of interpreting language. Once you've interpreted the language, there's no amotzi mechaver olav arai. Once you've interpreted the language, that is it. And that's the chiddush in haminag mevatel halacha. That's what the Yerushalmi means. Minag mevatel halacha, because minag is the primary method of interpreting language. And halacha only applies when there's sofik. And when you're interpreting language, there is no sofik. Says Achushin, when you're talking future, we also interpret language. We also translate language.
That shita that you brought, that said it was the minig, was on halacha base.
Which shita that said that it was?
You had Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel.
Yeah, that's on Pei Zayin, and that's
Pei
halacha base.
Just halacha base.
Yeah.
And then you get into Gimel, which is what this.
Which is Asurchas Ha'umnim, which is Ayin Vov. And that's not talking there. There's no reason to interpret language. The language is clear. The problem is that the intention was not clear to the poel.
Right, so are we using minag at all in Gimel?
In Gimel, we're not using minag at all. That's the kasha. That's the Lechem Mishnah's kasha. Why aren't we using minag in Gimel? If minag is mevatel halacha, why are we reverting to halacha in Gimel? And our answer is because Gimel doesn't deal with translation. Minag is used for translating language. Metzi chavera melavarai is the you works with sofik.
Right, I forgot about minig. You know, I left minig up here in Alafa Bays, and then we got into Gimel. You don't need minig, right? You're dealing with
minig doesn't come into it because the language is clear. And that would be the yesoid that comes. The yesoid that comes out of here is that in mominus, in laws of contract, and laws of there is another element. There is an element of language.
Better watch what you say.
You've got to be careful what you say. If you look further in the Tosach, if there are Raya, Saramban, Vaharashbo, the Poisek, if you don't mean Shemirchim, but either Datu al Hamitsua. He didn't say go by the custom. It's as if he mentioned it. It's as if he said the words.
First he said havalei kemazkir, and then he goes so far to say havalei keomer. So even though by Goren lo hiskir, he never mentioned anything. It's
havalei keilu omer, havalei keilu hiskir, and it's havalei keomer.
It's like his dibur.
Right, it's like his dibur. So we're translating his dibur
from nothing. From what he said, we're saying he said a lot more than that.
We're saying he was much more specific than he sounded like.
Right.
So I mean, it works the same way. I suppose on the stock exchange there are standard phrases, isn't that so? So if you use one of their phrases, if you give an instruction to your broker, and you use a loshen that means something, you can't say that wasn't my intention. I didn't know what it meant. That's the loshen. That's what you meant, and you're bound by it. There is a jargon. There's a jargon in the Dorim. The Dorim is all about jargon. The only place where there's jargon.
And what tells you what the jargon is in any place?
So minhag is one of the important ones. Minhag is an important one. For jargon, you use context.
Well, you have the cut case, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Do you call a cut a barrel? You could have conflicting minhagim.
And then you have dinim of halacha of how to deal with conflicting minhagim. That's the halacha then comes in, because now you're in the area of sofik.
Mm-hmm.
So halacha is how you deal in sofik. By minhag, there is no sofik. That's the power of minhag. Minhag, there's no sofik. And if you look, there's actually an interesting Hagos Maimonides on the Rambam. Hagos Maimonides also brings the Yerushalmi. Karabonin, uvirushalmi omar ala minhag mevatel haloche, vegasinan, hod amrinan minhag mevatel haloche, Minag vasikim, aval minag she'ein raya min ha'toiro, eno eloteh b'shikul adas. There's got to be a, when we talk about minag, we're talking about minag she'yesh b'raya min ha'toiro. And this is the basis. I've never found a makor for this before. I've always, my masor has always been based on the Vilna Gaon's view, is that we don't pay a lot of attention to minhagim that don't have makoros in Gemara. And for that reason, he questions the whole minag of kaporos. No, I'll mention the Gemara anyway. Is it a Darke Emori? Where does it come from? And a lot of minhagim, certainly my family don't. A lot of minhagim we don't do. And that's even tashlich. And all that. There's a medrash that is a basis of tashlich. A lot of things
we didn't do either.
That we don't. Family. You didn't do. You didn't do that either. It was interesting that when your minhagim changed.
No, I still stay home.
My
wife takes the kids.
And when my daughter got married to a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef Soloveitchik, it was, and we met for the first time. It was very interesting how many things like his children said, I always thought my father was like wasn't, you know, there was something wrong with him with all these minhagim, and then they found that the two families, we also don't do the same things. So that's the whole thing. A minhag is, but when we say minhag is mevatel halacha, it's minhag which is. A minag min atoiro. And this seems to be, the Hagos Maimonides is adding here, this seems to be minhagim klal. This doesn't really apply to our thing, because what the Poelim do, that's not a minag that's in the Torah, that's about the minag of the place. So when he says this, to quote quite a minig that comes from nowhere, that's nothing. You don't have to take that seriously.
Well, there's that expression, minig yisrael halacha. This is even stronger.
Right.
But we've always said minig yisrael halacha.